Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. Happy Friday, or how I like to say, Fri-yay, here on this February 23rd, 2018. Boy, oh boy, do we have a loaded hour to get to close out the week here on WKAR AM 870 94.5 FM. On today's current sports, I'm sure many of you have heard by now, Yahoo Sports has released a piece written by Pat Ford and Pete Thamel centered on the federal investigation that pertains to college basketball. Now, it involves high-profile players. Many schools are named, and yes, that does include the Michigan State men's basketball team. In particular, one player is named. That is the star player for the Spartans, Mr. Miles Bridges, as it pertains to his mother. I'm going to comb through the details of this piece. I'm going to let you know what has been reported when it comes to Miles Bridges and his mother, Cynthia. And I want to get your thoughts on it, those of you who have read the article. And if you haven't, just buckle up, because I'm going to comb through it. And I want to make a few points known when discussing what I believe to be a really revealing an earth-shattering piece. And again, this is only the beginning. As if Michigan State athletics, as if Michigan State men's basketball didn't need another negative headline, right? Well, here we are, another day. I believe it was, yesterday when we talked about the Lansing City Pulse piece that discussed the ESPN XD piece. When it comes to former players Keith Appling and Adrian Payne, and how they were removed from campus housing and put in an apartment, which is not normal protocol for anybody here on campus who are being investigated on sexual assault. We discussed that yesterday, and now this story breaks. Boy, oh boy. So we'll comb through it. We will also invite live here in Studio West our dear friend, Mr. Deshaun Tate. He's in town, actually. In town. Deshaun Tate, of course, men's college basketball reporter and host for CBS Radio down in Atlanta, Georgia. He is from right here in mid-Michigan. He's in town visiting, so we're happy to have him live here in Studio West around the 1:30 mark, as we will also get his take on the Yahoo Sports piece. And then on the back end of the show, we'll talk about what you can look forward to this weekend in the world of sports, and we will have Reflection Friday. But something tells me that the story that will dominate this hour is, of course, this Yahoo Sports piece and Miles Bridges. So we open up our phone lines and allow you to be a part of the dialogue as we customarily do. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can also weigh in multiple ways on social media. We have our Facebook page up and running at facebook.com/currentsports. Comment below that video, and I will do my best to read your comments here throughout the hour. And you can even tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. So much to get to, so little time.
let's hop right into our current sports quick hit headliners. Another day, another negative headline pertaining to Michigan State men's basketball. Miles Bridges is the focus of this latest piece done by Yahoo Sports. Federal documents obtained by Yahoo Sports link the mother of Miles Bridges, Cynthia, to Christian Dawkins, an associate of former NBA agent Andy Miller, and his ASM sports agency. Saginaw native Dawkins is one of the 10 men who were charged by the FBI in September, days before practice began for the college hoop season. The U.S. Attorney's Office charged Dawkins with 3 counts of wire fraud and 1 count of money laundering conspiracy. One of the players implicated in September, Brian Bowen of Saginaw, who was also recruited by MSU, he has not been permitted to play this season by the NC2A due to his involvement. Now, the governing body's amateurism rules prevent athletes from receiving, quote, benefits from an agent or prospective agent, end quote, or from having an agreement to be presented by an agent. Now, expense report documents seized by the FBI, according to Yahoo, included 2 items on May 3rd, 2016 involving Cynthia Bridges. Those were lunch with the parents of Miles Bridges at Redwood Lodge. The total of that bill came to $70.05, and also an ATM withdrawal in which it reads Miles Bridges' mom advance, totaling $400. We will have more discussion on that report in the blink of an eye. Keep it locked. Speaking of men's college basketball and speaking of the X's and O's, right? The number 2 Michigan State men's basketball team already have at least a share of the Big Ten title after beating Illinois on Tuesday, but they can have the conference championship all to their own if they top Wisconsin this Sunday. The Badgers, of course, want to spoil that Sparty party. During the Spartans' 76-61 win over Wisconsin on January 26th, speaking of Miles Bridges, right? Bridges did his thing, scoring 24 points, 8 of 13, shooting from the field to go with 7 rebounds or 3-pointers. The Spartans dominated the rebounding battle 36-28, as they should. After all, MSU is 4th in the nation in rebounds with 41.2 boards per contest. Wisconsin, on the other hand, gets just 31.1 boards per game. Nick Ward also had 12 points, 11 boards in that contest, also 5 blocks in an all-around brilliant performance, which the Spartans are expected from him again this Sunday. MSU is averaging 82.6 points per game and allowing just 64.8 points per game. We'll have more on that matchup, previewing that matchup later on this hour. And I also want to ask a question to you all, Spartan fans. I mean, you know, in light of the recent reporting that has been done that is critical of the Michigan State men's basketball program, has your outlook, has your perception changed when it comes to Michigan State men's hoops? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. The MSU women's basketball team will play Purdue at 2 p.m. tomorrow. The Boilermakers are seeking their 3rd straight win over the Spartans, beat Michigan State on Saturday, and Purdue lands in the 6th seed in the Big Ten tourney, which will take place out in Indianapolis, Indiana, starting next week. And also, Purdue will probably see the Spartans again in Thursday's 2nd round, lose to MSU, and Purdue is headed to an 8-9 matchup where it will likely face Rutgers, with the winner taking the top seed, which won't become clear until Sunday. All right, the Detroit Pistons, you can catch the red, white, and royal blue in action tonight. First game coming off the NBA All-Star break. The Pistons will welcome the NBA's Boston Celtics. That should be a fun game tonight, right? 7 p.m. tip time. The Pistons went into the All-Star break on the back of a 104-98 victory over the Atlanta Hawks. Blake Griffin was an assist away from a triple-dub in the win. Ish Smith had 22 points, 9 assists. Despite the win, Detroit remains just behind Miami in the fight for a playoff position in the East. Their record of 28-29 has them currently in ninth place, 1.5 games in back of the MIA. The Detroit Tigers would not be denied in their annual exhibition opener against Florida Southern yesterday afternoon. Shut out through 6 innings. They finally took the lead with 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th for the 6-1 dub, pushing their record to 29-1-2 against the Moccasins. Opening the spring slate was righty Alex Wilson, who is competing for a spot in the starting rotation. Wilson threw a pair of scoreless innings on 25 pitches, striking out 5. The Tigers open up the Grapefruit League play Friday afternoon, so this afternoon, against the New York Yankees out in Tampa. All right, the Winged Wheel. Detroit Red Wings delivered another subpar first period on Thursday at LCA, careening them towards an eventual 3-2 loss in overtime to the Eastern Conference worst, Buffalo Sabres. The Wings, they pushed back after a slow start to outshoot the Sabres 37-30, but what lingered was the damage inflicted long before Marco Scandella ripped the puck past Jimmy Howard with 0.2 seconds remaining on the clock. The slow start looked all the worse as the Wings had been burned in their previous game when a poor start against Nashville led to a regulation loss. The Wings will take on the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Little Caesars Arena. Just a quick reminder that tonight you can catch the East Lansing Trojans taking on the Okemos Chiefs at Okemos High School tonight for the CAAC Blue title. That will probably be the most intriguing game of the high school boys basketball slate as it relates to our local coverage here. And again, we broke this story to you all yesterday. Steve Finnemore, head coach of the East Lansing boys, will not be on the sidelines due to a suspension that he is serving as he had an argument with a parent after the win over Lansing Eastern on Tuesday. He also reportedly had an argument with athletic director Tom Hunt as well. So Steve Finnemore will not be on the sidelines tonight. The East Lansing boys freshman coach will be on the sidelines manning the team there. The 2018 Winter Olympics are nearing the end, but there's still some action left in Pyeongchang that you won't want to miss. There are a handful of exciting competitions still to be held and a number of medals yet to be dealt out in a few of the top sports. The U.S. has finally cracked the top 4 in the total medal tally and is also up to 8 golds so far in Pyeongchang, making a late run in some unexpected disciplines. Team USA will be competing to add one of the most unlikely prizes to his collection early Saturday morning when the men's curling team goes head-to-head with Sweden in the final, the gold medal matchup. How about that? This men's curling team, you know, I don't regularly watch curling. I don't think many of us do, but I am incredibly intrigued when it comes to the men's curling team competing for a gold medal. And those of you who have followed current sports since its infancy know that I actually got a chance to do a pretty fun piece with the Lansing Curling Club. And Mark McElwee, he invited me out to the ice, and it was a demonstrative piece, one of my favorite stories to this day. So I had, after engaging in that piece, I certainly have a newfound respect since when it comes to the sport of curling. It's not as easy as it looks, all right? A lot of strategy comes into play when it comes to that sport. But congratulations to the United States men's curling team going head-to-head again with Sweden in the final. Very cool stuff. Also, it's just the latest in a string of shocking results in Pyeongchang as the USA women's cross-country team also brought home their first ever gold and second ever medal in the sport, while the Americans took down Canada in the women's hockey final, as we highlighted on yesterday's Current Sports, winning their first gold medal in 2 decades and getting revenge for their defeat to the squad in Sochi 4 years ago. That wraps up your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. Let's keep it pushing. Okay, I apologize to our listeners. I did not choose the YMCA song to come out of that introduction. That's all Ian Hawley. Is that one of your favorite joints, dude? I'm not a big YMCA fan. I'm just not.
Oh, come on, man. That's a classic song.
It is a classic. It's just corny to me. It's just so corny.
I mean, that's so fair. I mean, it's a very corny, like, old... I think it's like the 80s, I think, this came out. But
right.
Yeah, definitely corny. But
I would assume
good
so,
Friday
yeah.
mood.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I guess that's a nice segue to get you guys into a good mood before we talk about a pretty troubling story. Gosh, it seems like every other day now, something negative is coming out when it comes to Michigan State University athletics. You know, I woke up today and, you know, I began prepping my show like I normally do. Yeah, usually around 7 a.m. And all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up. And I look at, you know, the usual headliners, you know, from you know, the various sporting apps I have on my phone. And then, boom, one from Yahoo Sports popped across the face of my phone, and I had to do a double take. Because we all knew that the FBI investigation centered on men's college hoops, we all knew that it was taking place. But we just didn't know when we would see a report revealed to the public. Just didn't know. And I tell you what, I have to say this. I don't think that the timing of this piece from Yahoo Sports is coincidental at all. I just really don't. I mean, we're talking about the final week of Big Ten hoops. The Big Ten tournament starts next week out in NYC at Madison Square Garden. As many of you know by now, the Big Ten, of course, began a week early in the men's college hoop world. So next week will be the final week of the regular season for just about every other conference, right? But we are on the heels of March Madness. We are on the heels of postseason play. And a report written by Yahoo Sports, as I mentioned, Pete Thamel and Pat Ford. This is what the title reads. Exclusive. Federal documents detail sweeping potential NCAA violations involving high-profile players and schools. Now, again, I want to fully inform you all what this report details before we start jabbering off at the mouth. So just to briefly comb through this, documented bank records obtained in discovery during the federal investigation into the underbelly of college hoops detail in meticulous fashion the expenditures of prominent former NBA agent Andy Miller, his former associate Christian Dawkins, and his agency ASM Sports. Now included in these expense reports are balance sheets that list cash advances as well as entertainment and travel expenses for high school and college prospects and their families. So Yahoo Sports, they were able to view hundreds of pages of documents from the years-long probe that also details 4,000 calls over 330 days. And the details of this report are very troubling. And I tweeted out upon, you know, going through this report that this is going to send shockwaves, not just throughout the world of college basketball, but throughout the world. This is going to have a ripple effect throughout the world of college sports, period. The documents tie some of the biggest names and programs in the sport to activity that appears to violate the NCAA's amateurism rules and possibly could result to eligibility issues to current men's basketball players. And yes, Michigan State, Miles Bridges, his name is a part of this piece due to his mother taking money, according to this report. Federal documents say that Cynthia, the mother of Miles Bridges, she took money from agent Christian Dawkins, Saginaw native Dawkins, who was an associate of Andy Miller and his ASM sports agency. And Dawkins is one of the 10 men who were charged by the FBI back in September, days before practice began for the college hoop season. And as I noted in the headliners, the two charges, I should say, that are noted in the report is lunch with the parents of Miles Bridges at Redwood Lodge for $70.05. And an ATM withdrawal, which reads Miles Bridges Mom Advance for $400. Now, I want to make something clear. When reading this piece, it does not say that Miles Bridges knew about the meetings or about the cash payment. So again, we got to pump the brakes a little bit. We're going to find out, of course. But we don't know if Miles Bridges knew about the meetings or knew about the $70 when it comes to lunch with Christian Dawkins and Miles Bridges' parents, or about the advance of $400. We don't know if Miles knew anything. Now, I saw many of you commenting on my Facebook page. Really asking about what the repercussions could be for Miles Bridges. Will he play this weekend at Wisconsin? Should he play this weekend at Wisconsin and the rest of the season for that matter, as we are, again, just on the heels of the Big Ten tournament? And I say, well, he's already played this entire season. He already played the entirety of last season. These meetings occurred before Miles Bridges began playing as a Spartan here on campus. So he already played all of last year. He's already helped lead the Michigan State men's basketball team to a Big Ten championship. We don't know if he knew anything. So that would be, I believe, jumping the gun. And I don't know if it would even matter if Tom Izzo decided to say, no, we are not going to have you play the rest of the season. We're going to bench you on, you know, during the game against Wisconsin and for the rest of the season. I don't know if that would do anything. I don't think it would do anything. This has already happened. He's already played. And I got to say this as well. For me, and I'm probably in the minority in saying this, I'm glad this report is coming out. I really am. You know why? Because this now exposes those who have been playing the game dirty. This now is going to help clean up the sport. It's no secret. It is probably the worst kept secret in college sports that money floats around a lot when it comes to big time college basketball prospects and athletes. It's such a horribly kept secret. We all know what happens, but now we actually have a federal investigation that is breaking ground and showing it in your face that it is taking place. There's a lot of big names in this report. A lot of big names, folks. A lot of names that actually have ties to the state of Michigan. I mean, heck, Flint's own, another Flint player, right? Kyle Kuzma, he's named in the report. The number one overall NBA draft pick is named in the report. And Markelle Fultz. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Kyle Lowry of the Toronto Raptors. Isaiah Whitehead. Diamond Stone. Dennis Smith, DJ Newble, Kyle O'Quinn, Josh Jackson, another Michigan product, right? There are a lot of players named in this report. Dennis Smith, who will go on to play at North Carolina State in 2016-17, received, get this, $43,500, according to the documents. Isaiah Whitehead, at the time a freshman at Seton Hall, received $26,136, according to the document. Tim Quarterman, at the time a junior at LSU, received at least $16,000, according to the balance sheet. I mentioned the name Diamond Stone, at the time a freshman at Maryland, received $14,303, according to the documents. And I could go on and on and on. When it comes to Markelle Fultz, who played at Washington State, became the number one overall draft pick in this year's NBA draft, he received $10,000. And he didn't even go on to sign with the agency ASM. Anyway, you compare tens of thousands of dollars in comparison to what, and again, in this piece, Pat Ford and Pete Thamel also note that we only got to see a few of the documents. There are more documents that they didn't even get a chance to view. They have not viewed. And that will eventually come to light. But when you compare tens of thousands of dollars concerning players like Dennis Smith, Isaiah Whitehead, Diamond Stone, Markelle Fultz, to what Cynthia Bridges received, $400? I mean, really, $400? Now, there may be more that again, just hasn't been reported yet. But you compromise the integrity of Miles Bridges' future on $400? Come on, son. Come on. I don't understand that. And, you know, now, again, just perception-wise, you know, Cynthia Bridges, it was noted that when Miles Bridges was trying to make his decision on whether or not to come back for a second year or to become a one-and-done prospect, it was noted that Cynthia Bridges wanted her son to make the jump to the NBA. And now when seeing this report, a lot of folks are out there are going to speculate and say, oh, we see why. Cynthia Bridges is all about money. She just wants moolah. That's why she wanted Miles to jump to the league to get millions of dollars. That's what it looks like now. Is that true? Who knows? Don't, again, when we talk about a story like this, don't speculate. What we know is that right now it's being reported, Cynthia Bridges broke the rules. Rules are rules. I don't care what amount of money we're talking about. Is it right? You know, I've gone on this show and said multiple times, I believe that college players should be paid. I used to not be that guy, but I've gone on the other side of that fence now. Over the years, I have gone on the other side of that fence because the NCAA is making so much money off of these athletes. And these athletes come from, a lot of them come from horrible backgrounds and could use a little change. And if you're benefiting off of them and they're not seeing any dollar amount, that's wrong in my opinion. But again, rules are rules and all parties have to abide by them. Cynthia Bridges should have known better. Also want to clear this up. Tom Izzo's name is in the report. He reportedly met with Dawkins. However, that's not a rule that's been broken. I mean, you can meet with agents. That's not a rule that oh my goodness, Tom Izzo sat down with the agent. Well, you can do that. You can sit down with agents if you're Tom Izzo. Heck, players and parents can sit down with agents. You just can't receive anything from them, which makes it complicated. If you go out to lunch with an agent and you're having lunch and you're chopping it up, then the bill comes. Who pays for the bill? Who pays for the bill? It's got to be the parent of Miles Bridges. It's got to be Miles Bridges himself. It can't be the agent. I don't even think it can be Tom Izzo. Can't receive any benefits. Follow the rules. But again, back to you know, the previous point I made about college sports, college basketball, prospects, highly touted prospects coming out of high school who are playing on the AAU circuit, agents approaching these players and offering thousands of dollars and players taking that money. It is, again, one of the worst kept secrets, quote unquote secrets, in the world of collegiate athletics. It happens all the time. And I'm glad this is coming out because now maybe we can get these programs to play the right way. Or these players to abide by the rules. And I've seen it. I've seen a quick story before I hit this first break and before we start taking your calls. Quick story. Again, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to be specific when it comes to this event, but I have been at a local sporting tournament here in the area. And I've been present at this event. And I have seen those who are spectators at this event try and reach out to certain players at this event, offering these players numerous things. I have actually witnessed someone at a local sporting event hand a certain player at this event $20. And that person came to me and said, yeah, you know, I know that player is going through a lot. And I think that player deserves a little something. So I went over and handed, you know, just gave him, you know, the $20 handshake. That's what this person did to this certain player. I've seen that happen. I've had that person come to me and say, Al Lee, I did it because this player is not in a great economic situation and needed the money. I've seen this happen. I've witnessed this for the past like 3 years now. Heck, about 6 months ago, I witnessed on the sideline at a certain sporting event a person really trying to talk to a certain player at this event, trying to say, hey, man, I can help manage your money when you do make that leap to the professional level. I can help you out. Let me help you out. Let's set up a meeting. Let's talk. Now, this player that he was trying to go after was very smart and said, nah, man, I'm good. I witnessed it. It happened right in front of me. This happens all the time. And to place myself in the shoes of some of these athletes who come from troubled backgrounds, who come from dire economic situations, that is tough. That temptation is really, really tough. When you got an agent saying, hey, man, here's a couple thou. Let's set up a meeting. Let's talk. Here's a couple thou that can help you out. That's tough. If you're a player who comes from a poor environment, you've never seen money like that. Temptation is real, folks. You know, I heard a local interview this morning, and I hope to get our dear friend Carlton Valentine on the show, but I heard Carlton on a show this morning talking about Carlton Valentine. For those of you who don't know, he is the father of Denzel Valentine, who I covered in high school at Lansing Sexton High School. Carlton Valentine, longtime head coach at Lansing Sexton High School. Carlton told a story of how many agents used to try so hard to get at Denzel and say, yo, Zell, I can help you out, brother. Here's some money. And Denzel, coming from the background that he comes from and being raised the right way and knowing the game, Denzel would constantly deny these agents. And even, you know, what I found particularly interesting is when Carlton, he elaborated during this interview and said, yeah, Denzel's brother, Drew Valentine, basically played, you know, middleman and saying, you're not coming at my brother that way. Keep it pushing. We're not about that life. But it happens so often. So often. So in my opinion, I'm not surprised about this report. It's a lot to digest. In my opinion, to answer the big question I've been asked since this morning, should Miles Bridges play out the year? Yes, because he's already played his freshman campaign. He's played his sophomore campaign. What good is him sitting out against Minnesota in the rest of the postseason going to do? He's already played.
okay? And we don't know whether or not Miles knew anything. That's not detailed here. We don't know if Miles knew about this lunch. We don't know if Miles knew about the ATM withdrawal, the advance of $400 for his mother, Cynthia. We don't know if Miles knew about any of that. Because these agents are so sly sometimes, so slick, or they try to be, that they go to the parents without even telling, you know, the player. Now, you would think that the parents would say, hey, man, this agent came to me and offered me this. Who knows? But that's speculation. We can't speculate here. We just got to go with the facts that we know. We don't know if Miles knew anything. And a lot of times, the agents will try to go straight to the player, to be honest. They'll say, skip the parents. I'm going right to the source here. Hey, do you want some moolah? But I'm happy this report is coming out. Because maybe this will aid in helping up, well, I should say in helping clean up the sport. What are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. We are hoping to get DeShawn Tate, if not in studio, on the phone. He's messaging me right now. I guess his schedule is pretty crazy. Going to try to get him on the phone. DeShawn Tate is a college basketball writer, reporter, host, producer for CBS Radio down in Atlanta. We'll try and get his thoughts. We'll take your calls, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. What do you think about this report as it pertains to Miles Bridges? And has your perception changed a bit now when it comes to MSU basketball priding itself on being a squeaky clean program? That and more. We'll be right back. It's a Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We have been centering our show on the Shockwave report pertaining to men's college basketball. Yahoo Sports, Pat Ford, and Pete Thamel. Federal documents detail sweeping potential NCAA violations involving high-profile players and schools. One of those players in this report is sophomore forward Miles Bridges, whose mother, Cynthia, reportedly received benefits, moolah, from assistant sports agent Christian Dawkins from Saginaw. A $70 meal and a total of $400 from an ATM transaction. What are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. I want to know two things from you callers and those commenting. Does this change your perception? What has happened these past few weeks? Has it changed your perception when it comes to whether or not Michigan State men's basketball is a quote-unquote clean program? And just how big of an earthquake is this to the college hoop world? Dave on line one. Dave, you are on Current Sports. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Al. One point of clarification, if you happen to know, wasn't this meeting taking place in May of 16?
Yes, this is before Miles was even a player here.
Right. So that was Miles an early signee?
I have to double check on that. Ian, can we check on that? Not sure. I don't believe he was.
Okay,
I don't believe.
So, I mean, he signed his LOI by this time because it was, you know, after the LOI cutoff date for basketball. For that, so what we're hearing is he wasn't even.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Real quick, Dave. He committed to MSU on October 3rd of 2015. That's
okay,
when he committed.
So between that, so from October. Nothing so far that we know ever happened between October and May after he committed to MSU. So
right. This
is sort of, you know, and let's just say that, one, I'm shocked at the stupidity of Mr. Dawson, because anybody I know who is involved in that kind of shady stuff or trying to hide things, even when, because I've worked in construction bids where, believe it or not, bad things can't happen. You don't write out on your expense report, ATM, $400 to client.
Mm-hmm.
You don't write out meal to client if you know that those are people you're not supposed to meet, right? I mean, so one, that's either arrogance or stupidity on the agent's part, which, you know, hey, they've gotten bigger criminals on financial records before. But I guess my 2 points I'll leave with is, you know, I agree. We don't know whether Miles knew about it, if he ever knew about it.
Yeah, we don't know that right now. Right.
There's a whole lot of no's, and I'll really play fairy tale fan here a second. We don't even know if maybe Mr. Dawson attempted to have a meeting with Miles' mother, and it didn't go well, so he just, you know, there's he wouldn't be the first guy to fudge an expense report and pocket the cash himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if he actually got the money, I got to believe that if Izzo knew and if Miles had told Izzo, which, by the way, is a whole other dynamic of, if this happens, you expect a player to basically tattletale on their parents to the coach so they can sit out while the whole thing gets sorted out. I mean, there's a whole mess here.
Yeah, it is.
The last thing I'll say is, how many years have we gone by where we read the list of guys coming out as underclassmen, and we're going, why? It hit me today. I think one of the reasons why is their coaches have found out somebody who's gotten to their parents or advisors and given them money, and rather than risk putting the whole program at probation,
just leave.
They just tell the kid, hey, it's time to commit to the draft. We can't take you, and you're not going to transfer any place because you've got this trail behind you. Thanks.
Dave, always a great call. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to line two right now. Our dear friend Austin from Kalamazoo. Austin, what's up, my man?
Hey, what's up, Al? How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Could be doing better, though. I tell you what, it's like every other day, man. A negative headline is coming out, right? Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. In my opinion of it is, like, at the end of the day, I think the NCAA really needs to revamp its system, because it's so unfair that they get to make billions of dollars off these kids' likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And something as simple as $400 in their career is ruined. I recall a time when I was in college and I was really good friends with a guy who was on the football team, and he forgot his bus pass. And I gave him a dollar. I was like, here, I'll give you a dollar, man, so you can get on the bus. And he was like, no, I can't take it. I might get in trouble. And in the back of my head, I'm like, this kid is just trying to get home from class. And he, instead of, you know, focusing on thanks, I appreciate you for finding a way for me to get home, his mind is on, I don't want to get in trouble by the NCAA. And there's a level of integrity that the NCAA doesn't have, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of the year, last year, everybody was kind of talking about LeVar Ball and he's exploiting his kids, but he's starting to look like a brilliant person. I mean, in the beginning when he was doing everything he was doing, I thought it was brilliant. And he's just disrupting the system that the NCAA put in place to benefit from these kids, man. It's crazy.
Well, I think first off, I don't think LeVar is brilliant. I wouldn't use that word,
he's
Austin.
Genius, but, Al, and you know it.
Stop it! Come on now. But I will say this: I think LeVar understands, like most of us do, as you just put so eloquently, Austin. I mean, it is not fair that the NCAA is able to make millions of dollars based on these incredible athletes who play collegiately, and these athletes not see a dime, and they can't even take a penny away from, as you just put, a bus fare. I mean, come on. That's absolutely ridiculous. The system is broken, and now I think this story is going, and a story that's still evolving here, more is still going to come out here, but this story is going to shine a light, hopefully smack the NC upside the head and say, hey, man, really look at what's happening here and how to solve this problem. But we all know the NCAA is filled with a bunch of idiots up there, so who knows? Maybe this smack may not even do anything, but hopefully it does. Hopefully it does.
And you even look at when coaches go and coach at a new program. You know, say, for example, I coached at Michigan. I could leave Michigan, come over to Michigan State and start coaching immediately and get millions, but a player transfers, he has to sit out for an entire season. But the store is not going to stop selling this jersey. Nike is not going to stop using his face when they show the matchup. So it's just unfair how they treat these boys, man. It's sad, man.
Austin, and real quick, I want you to answer and chime in. You're one of our favorite callers. I want you to just chime in on your perception of the MSU men's basketball program right now. Has this changed your perception in any way, shape, or form?
I don't think it's changed, but what I think it has done, it's opened up everybody's mind to the culture in college sports.
Mm-hmm.
I just think people are a little shocked that Coach Izzo is a part of this stuff. But
again, you know, and like I said in the report, I mean, Izzo can sit down with agents. Heck, Miles and his parents can. There just can't be any exchange of money during that process, you know?
Yeah. And like I say, man, my perception of Michigan State doesn't change, but where my mind is the NCAA, and that's a system and a culture that needs to change.
Very well put. Austin, thank you so much, my man.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend, fellas.
You too, brother. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355 is the number to call. We have just about 10 minutes left in the show, and we will have Deshaun Tate, men's college basketball reporter and host for CBS Radio down in Atlanta. He will join us after our final break, and we'll get his thoughts on this really earth-shattering piece centered on men's college hoops. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We have been chatting throughout this hour about the Yahoo Sports exclusive, which details federal documents of sweeping potential NCAA violations involving high-profile players and schools. The mother of Miles Bridges, Cynthia, is detailed in the report of having received moolah from an ATM withdrawal totaling $400, as well as a lunch at Redwood Lodge for $70.05. So I imagine that also, because it says lunch with Miles Bridges' parents. So I believe that was Cynthia and the father of Miles Bridges during that lunch. We don't know if Miles knew anything, if this meeting took place at all, or whether or not his mom did receive $400. We don't know. There's still a lot of questions to be answered. But this report details an exchange of money as it pertains to agents. And that is a no-no when it comes to the world of NCAA sports. Right now, to close out the show, I want to welcome Deshaun Tate, men's college basketball reporter and host for CBS Radio down in Atlanta, Georgia. Deshaun, welcome to the show, my man.
No, thanks for having me, man. You know I'm here in Lansing. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. It's like little baby New Orleans out here with all the potholes and floods and stuff going on.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I've had to change up a few of my routes when it comes to the flooding around the area. But we're still of course, happy to have you a part of the show, as always, my man. But so with just like 9 minutes left here, I want to dive right into it. Deshaun, just your immediate reaction after reading what Yahoo Sports had to report.
Well, it's not surprising. And in the event, let's keep in mind, this is alleged information. I think people kind of forget that key piece of it, and that's just not for Michigan State. That's just for everybody under the accusations. But it's alleged, and in the event that it's true, how much are you surprised? And that's kind of when you sit back and say, okay, well, let's look at some of these coaches, and or you know, maybe we don't know how much some of the coaches have to do with it, because some of it is strictly one-on-one between maybe not advisors, but agents and their parents, and so on and so forth. But even then, I mean, you've got to kind of sit back and say, with everything going on in the world today, how much are you really deep down inside surprised? Now, for a program like Michigan State
everybody believing that Tom Izzo runs it so clean, and I'm not here to say he does or does not. I only have the knowledge of believing that he does, but that's my homer side, and I'm not afraid to admit that. However, when you put toss that out of the window, it's just like everybody else. I've heard people time after time say that in order for Tom Izzo to get over the hump or Final Fours just aren't enough and cut down the nets, there's some things that have to change, and one of those things that has to change is he has to go out there and get the top-notch players. And in this case, who knows what he had to do in order to get the top-notch players. If it's true, then you see exactly how he got them.
What do you think should happen as it pertains to the rest of the season in relation to Miles Bridges? Because I gave my thoughts on it. This occurred before Miles even suited up to play one game here at Michigan State. He's already played his freshman year. He's played, you know, his sophomore campaign, just about finished with his sophomore campaign, the regular season portion at least. We're on the heels of the Big Ten tournament and postseason play. He's already played all this time, and we don't know what Miles exactly knew in this whole thing. What do you think should happen with Miles Bridges?
In the event that he knew about it, or just in general?
In general, because we don't know if he did know about it. Are you with some of those out there who have commented to me and saying that Bridges needs to sit out the rest of the year?
In the event that there's proof that he knew about it, I think that that's something a little different. We start talking about proof.
Of course, right.
And in that case, then absolutely. But if we're just in speculation on this still, some of this stuff comes up, and then, you know, it's still a long process. And throughout this process, it may or may not take a little bit longer than after you know, April 2nd when the national champion is crowned. But in the event that he definitely should sit out by all means, because it's unfair. But it was, you know, if same thing could be said for Brian Bowen or any of these other kids that were caught, in the event that he knows, I think he should definitely have to sit out for sure.
All right, final question due to time limitations here, Deshaun. What kind of an impact do you think this will have in terms of policy changes at the NCAA level?
Probably not a ton. I don't think anything.
Really?
Not necessary. I mean, in terms of policy changes, there could be some changes. But in terms of will this keep it from happening, whatever policy they put out there, I don't even think there's an answer. You can say, let's go out there and pay these kids or their parents or whomever, whatever, X amount of money. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down, like I've been saying, to who has the biggest bag. And if the NCAA puts something in place to where kids can get paid, let's just say, I don't know, whatever number, let's just say $5,000 per semester, there's going to become a coach or an agent or a financial advisor or something, shoe company, something that says, well, hey, you know, $10,000 sounds pretty good for you to come over here to this school, you know? And I just believe that that's forever going to go on. So I don't think that it's an answer. And let's not be mistaken. I know we're up against it a little bit here, Al, but let's not be mistaken and make it seem as if this stuff has just been going on within the last 6 months,
right,
1 year,
right,
5 years. This stuff has been going on for many of years. So I want to make sure that people that's listening, riding the cars right now, completely understand that.
Definitely. Deshaun, always a fantastic job. Thank you for joining us here to wrap up the show. Really appreciate it, my man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Al.
You got it. All right, I wanted to leave some time for you, Ian. I mean, you've digested this entire hour. A lot to digest, I know. Engineer Ian Hawley, just your thoughts on what we've discussed the past 56 minutes.
So a lot of thoughts. As a Michigan State student, it hurts to see a report come out like this, whether it's true or not, especially in relation to all of the other negative news that's come out of Michigan State. This just kind of adds to it, you know? And the fact that it's about our star player, Miles Bridges, so close to the end of the regular season is a little disheartening. It'll be interesting to see where Izzo goes from here. I don't necessarily think he should take any immediate action as far as Miles is concerned. I think he should let the investigation play out, because if he were to sit Miles and Miles was cleared and nothing were to come of the investigation, then he would have wasted the opportunity to play Miles. So until Izzo is told by some kind of superior to sit him, I think he should let him play. As a college student, I can really feel for the players who are having to make this decision if they're approached by some kind of agent. I'm 22 years old now. I'm about to get a full-time job, but really up until this point in my life, there's been no prospect of a large income of any kind. You know, I've just been working part-time restaurant jobs and here at WKAR, luckily. But I can understand as an 18-year-old kid when someone waves $4,000, $5,000 in front of your face and you might not have ever even had a part-time job before. You've just been getting an allowance from your parents. I can understand why that might be tempting, especially when it comes to athletes who come from low-income families or or less fortunate situations. They just want to do the best that they can for their family and help their parents out.
Right.
So I completely understand the mentality of a kid who might take some money for that reason. I can sympathize with them. Doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean I agree with the end action, but I can at least understand the motive behind it. So it's tough. I'm hoping that the college basketball culture will change based on this, like you say,
we'll
see. Because there needs to be a greater appreciation for the athletes.
Right.
Yeah. And that's all I have to say.
Great take there. Marlene says, why aren't the agents held accountable? Maybe they need to be fined or something. They know this is wrong. And I know many of them have already been arrested. So including Mr. Dawkins. Ben says, I will never waver, Al. Those that do wrong need to be held accountable. He's in defense of the MSU men's basketball program. And also Anthony says, today's Sesame Street is brought to you by the sentence, stop jumping to conclusions. Thank you, and always value all of your opinions. We'll be back at it same time, same place Monday. Have a great weekend, and be easy, people.